All right, if you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Rick is on the phone, and he wants to call a girl named Kelly. We talked to him about his first date, and it sounded kind of like a disaster. But Rick, I think actually you got something way better than getting another date with this girl.
Really?
What's that?
You made a friend. That's right.
We'll be more friends.
Rick made himself a friend because after their date, they were texting back and forth a little bit, and one of her texts said, you know what, I think we're better off as friends, and that's the last time she's talked to him. So she's not really a good friend that you keep in touch with a lot, but she is a new friend, and I think you should just rejoice in that, Rick.
Oh, God.
I think that's a no from Rick. I don't think he's excited for some reason.
Yeah, got plenty of friends. Would really just like a second date.
Okay.
And were you really into her at the end of your first date, or is this one of those want what you can't have type of situations?
No, she's great. I really would like to see her again.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Okay, and just to recap, there was an awkward moment on the date when he made a joke that they should make things official. She didn't get the joke, so he thinks that could be reason number one why she just wants to be friends with him. And then he also was wearing his shirt inside out the whole time, and she waited until the date was over to tell him that.
Oh,
so
man.
That's another reason that he thinks she doesn't want to go out with him again. All right, Rick, I'm about to dial her phone number. Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Kelly.
Yeah, hi, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
You familiar with the show?
The show?
Oh.
No, she just apparently knows another Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
You sounded like you knew who it was. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, it's a radio show?
This is the radio show?
Yeah. I don't think it's who you thought was calling.
Yeah, wrong number.
No.
The reason that I'm calling you is because one of our listeners actually emailed us and asked if we could get you on the phone.
Okay.
His name is Rick.
Rick?
Yeah, and Rick's kind of a friend of yours, like a new friend. You guys went out on a date together.
Oh, my God. Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is that a good?
We do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. It's where if somebody goes out on a date with somebody and then gets blown off, they email us to see if we can get that person on the phone and ask what went wrong. So, Rick.
He emailed you guys?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he's curious why you don't want to go out with him again.
I already told him we could be friends.
Yeah, he did tell us that. But he's curious why he's being put in the friend zone right away, because he would love to, like, go out on an actual date with you again.
Oh, my God.
And you know that friend thing was a lie, because according to him, you haven't texted him again after wanting to be friends.
Well, yeah.
So can you tell us why you don't want to go out with him again?
You know, I was so hesitant to do online dating because, one, I liked meeting people the old-fashioned way, but my friends were like, no, it's so much fun, you have to do it. But they all had horror stories of how everybody lied on their profile.
Yeah,
yeah.
It happens.
I've never heard anyone say it's so much fun.
Yeah.
So you gave in and did it, and you met Rick.
Did he lie about his profile? Is that what you're getting to?
Yeah, he is a liar.
Whoa!
What did he lie about? Did he look different?
No, he looked exactly like his photos.
Okay.
So that
good.
Was nice.
That's
he
good,
looked,
at least.
He represented himself the same in the photos.
Okay.
It was like everything else in the profile kind of seemed like a lie.
So was he like an entrepreneur, but it turns out he lives in his mom's basement or something?
Kind of similar. I'm a very active person, and what really drew me to his profile was his interest. He said he loved hiking, he loved rock climbing, snowboarding, and photography.
Yeah.
And these are all things I am very passionate about.
And
so I was hoping to meet somebody where we had similar interests that we could do these things together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a pretty sexy profile, I'm not going to lie. I would be turned on by those things, too.
Yeah, and when the conversation happened and I would bring up, like I talked about going snowboarding once a year with my family and something I look forward to every year, and I take my snowboarding very seriously, and he had nothing to say about snowboarding.
What?
Well, maybe he just didn't have anything to add into the conversation. That doesn't mean he doesn't board.
Yeah.
But then I brought up hiking because his profile says, I love hiking.
Mm-hmm.
All caps. I love hiking.
All right.
And I said, hey, when's the last time you went hiking? And he just threw up his hands in the air and shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't know.
And you said it was in all caps on his profile that he loves hiking?
All caps.
Whoa.
Exclamation point.
All right.
It's such a weird thing to lie about.
Well, that's like the basic thing to say, right? I love hiking. I love outdoors.
Yeah, if you want to seem like an outdoorsy type of person, you just say you like to hike.
Yes, it was just so strange that he had nothing to add about this. So I kept asking more questions about the rock climbing and mountains he liked. And he would just stare at me with like a blank stare.
Like,
then I talked about photography.
Yeah.
And asked him what's his favorite camera, and he said, I don't know. I just used my phone.
Super passionate, obviously.
iPhone.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what's going on with his profile, if he just copied somebody else's, or if he thought it was good bait to get women to respond to his profile.
Yeah, to seem like adventure dude.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just so bizarre, like such a weird thing to lie about.
Well, this is going to be a good experience for you, too, because he's actually on the other line listening and would like to talk to you about his interests. Yeah, he's actually on the other line.
He's on the other line?
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. Big misunderstanding here.
Yeah, sounds like it, Rick. It's one way to word it.
So, you heard everything. Everything I said was true, right? Can you explain why you put all those things on your profile?
Well, I put them on my profile because I'm interested in them.
But it doesn't sound like you do any of them.
Well, no. I mean, not as much as I would like to, but I mean, I work 60 hours a week. I work really hard. And yeah, the last time I went hiking was well over a year ago with some friends, and I had a great time, but I don't have the opportunity to go with them every time that they go.
Rick, you said you never went snowboarding. And then your profile says it's a passion of yours.
I mean, I guess passion is a little strongly worded, but I don't know. I think it's really cool. Like, I watched YouTube videos and...
What?
So there you go, Kelly. He is passionate about it. He's watching YouTube videos of snowboarding.
See what I mean? He's a liar.
Rick, I can't believe that this is the first time this has been an issue for you in all of your online dating experience. Like, no one else has brought up the fact that you say you love snowboarding and have never actually gone?
Well, no, because most girls are just interested in talking about themselves.
You know, Rick, I'm not like that. I enjoy talking to the other person. I enjoy getting to know somebody else. So I think you owe it to other women you're going to be dating to represent yourself accurately. I think you should change your profile.
Whoa.
That you like Netflix.
<You too.
laughs> Yeah, there you go, Rick. I'm passionate about watching snowboarding on YouTube. That would be a better way to put it.
But I'm not going to change my profile. I said that I love snowboarding because I love snowboarding and I love hiking. Yeah, I don't go every day or every week,
or
but
or ever.
Every time I've done it, I really enjoy it. So yeah, it's an interest. I'm not gonna say on my profile that I'm interested in algebra, which is what I do every day. I mean, like, come on.
See? Giving people a chance to get to know the real Rick. I mean, I understand that there's a lot of pressure when you fill out those dating profiles to sound like a really cool person, and sometimes when you put yourself on paper, you realize how boring you are. But there's got to be something that you're passionate about that other people are passionate about, too.
Does being passionate about something mean that you have to do it? Like,
well, generally,
I guess not,
yes.
Really.
I think so.
Yeah, not really at all. Like,
Rick, at least you should try it once. If you're passionate about it, you can't say you're passionate about it and have never done it.
Okay.
Like, so okay. You come off okay. A liar.
Okay, Kelly. I think, okay, I get what you're saying, but I think that calling me a liar is a little harsh, don't you think? I mean, yeah, okay, maybe I do need to try something before I say that I'm passionate about it. I mean, maybe you could take me snowboarding. I would love that.
Hey, there you go. Kelly, would you like to go out on a second date? with Rick, we will pay for it. Not the snowboarding, that's expensive, but like we'll pay for you guys to go out and maybe set up a snowboarding date.
You know, I'm a little hesitant because he lied, but I'm also very interested to see him on a snowboard.
Oh my God.
All right. So is that a yes? You will take Rick to experience his passion for the first time ever.
And you guys are paying for this.
We'll talk about the snowboarding thing, but we'll get you out there.
In that case, I would be honored.
Oh, my God. Rick is going to hate it. The first day of snowboarding is like the worst day of your life. So you will never have a more hurt butt ever.
No, this is going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to getting out there and discovering more about my passion.